Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to the first episode of The Link Up with your host, your boy, Ron, a.k.a. Ron the Don, a.k.a. Drip Santana, a.k.a. Mr. Prada Dundada, Black Dick Rick, you know, whatever you want to call me, I'm fine with. I'm excited. This podcast has been a long time in the making, and I'm just glad that we finally here. You know, let's get it going. First off, want to introduce myself, talk a little bit about myself. Obviously, white American man, single father from Iowa, you know, holding it down for the boys back home. Why do I podcast? Well, I've been wanting to do this since COVID started, and I kind of missed the wave a little bit, but it's okay. We here now. I got very important people in my corner telling me I could do it, telling me, you know, it's going to be a hit. So that's what it's going to be. And that's what we're going to make it. So, you know, buckle up, enjoy the ride, and we're going to get it started. What I want to do with this podcast is just reach out to as many people as I can. I've been blessed to meet a lot of people in my life, you know, so you'll be seeing them throughout this podcast, you know, hopefully bring a lot of them on, conversate with them for you guys to enjoy, hear a lot of stories, you know, a peek back on the curtain in life. You know, and I just really, you know, very excited about this journey. Excuse me. Some of my interests include basketball. You know, I'm a big Miami Heat fan. We're going to get into some of that later. A big wrestling fan, specifically WWE. We're going to get into some of that later. You know, I love music. It's a lot going on in music. We definitely going to get to some of that later. And I have a background in psychology. I actually have my bachelor's, you know, currently going for my master's. And so you're going to be hearing a lot of like just conversations, giving advice, you know, me being a people person and just like, you know, relating to people on all levels. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. Tune in. And with this podcast, that's all I want to do. Reach as many people as I can. Show love. You know, where it's needed, show love that's given to me back, you know, to those that love me. And that's what we're going to do. All right. So to kick it off, I mentioned basketball. Your boy, he's a big Miami Heat fan. So, you know, if you're a Miami Heat fan, you might love this podcast. You might not. You know, I know there's some people out there delusional. Y'all like, y'all, we lost versus Boston. You know, trade the whole team, trade Bam, trade Jimmy, trade Hero, trade everybody. And I know it's people like me, more realistic, you know, knowing that it's just the little things that this team can do. And so we're going to get into that right now. Recently, there's been rumblings, you know, ever since the Heat got eliminated by the Boston Celtics in the first round in 5 games, that Jimmy Butler wants an extension. Now, of course, we know he made this known last summer when Jaylen Brown got paid. He said he wanted Jaylen Brown type bag. And, you know, for us Heat fans, that's a little worrisome. I'm not going to lie. Jimmy, my guy, but, you know, he's been in and out of the lineup. Of course, you know, he's getting older. You know, he got hurt this past, you know, playing, you know, 2 years in a row in the playing. So it's like a lot of, you know, Heat fans are unsure, and Miami is unsure themselves. You know, we hear a lot of rumors coming in from Windhorst, you know, Anthony Chang, Wojnarowski, you know, saying that it might be a little standoff between Miami and Jimmy Butler on this contract, and understandably so. You know, hopefully after this, you know, season, you know, it didn't work out the way Miami probably wanted to. But, you know, there's always chances to get better, whether that's, you know, with or without Jimmy Butler. In my personal opinion, you know, I feel like Jimmy's getting older. But if you feel like you can win with Jimmy, which Jimmy's proved that he's a winner at the end of the day, getting older or not, he's going to be effective on the court when healthy. You do extend them, you know, 2 more years, you know, only he's going to be making a little bit more money per year than he does now. You know, as long as you retool the team around him, I feel like it's worth it. It's worth it to do. You know, Jimmy leading scorer on the team. You know, I know some people feel like Bam is the best defensive player on the team. I agree with that. But when it's time to play, Jimmy brings the defense. So I just feel all around like Jimmy is there to help the team, and Jimmy is the reason that Miami is in the position that they're in, where people believe that they can win it all, win healthy, when they have the right team. The past problems, the lack, past couple years, as we saw this season, is the lack of scoring. You know, we thought Tyler Hero was going to take a step. We thought, you know, the way Duncan Robinson looked this season, that he was going to be big in the playoffs, but he was hurt. Terry Rozier, we traded him for Kyle Lowry. We thought, you know, he was going to be the answer offensively. And clearly, you know, we saw how that happened. And Miami didn't really stand a chance outside of game two and got sent home by the damn Boston Celtics, who, you know, nobody likes. You know, for you Boston fans that might watch this, nobody likes you guys. You make it hard to like you. So it is what it is. You know, I stand on that. But, you know, back to Jimmy, I feel like the Heat should extend him, you know, especially if you go in this summer and retool the team. Maybe you bring, you know, Donovan Mitchell in. You know, maybe you bring in Kevin Durant. You know, maybe you bring in somebody who can elevate this team to a new level. Who knows? You know, I know some may feel that it's far-fetched, but you never know what could happen, you know. You know, we did get Jimmy Butler by trading Josh Richardson. So, you know, you never want to doubt this front office. I know it's rough. You know, me personally, I guarantee that we bring in somebody to South Beach. And, you know, we definitely going to do better than last year, for sure. Bam taking another step. You know, Jimmy going to be here. Whoever we acquire this off some this summer, you know, they going to elevate the team. Whoever we keep, you know, they're going to be better next year. You know, Hero, whether he starts or a six man, hopefully he's better next year. And, you know, that's just how I feel. You know, Heat culture, baby, Heat lifer, you know. Moving forward, you know, right now we do have the NBA playoffs going on. If you were able to watch, it was an incredible game tonight between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets, in which the Minnesota Timberwolves, shocking me at least, stole game one. And, you know, that man Anthony Edwards, beast. You know, I see everybody saying that he's like the image of Kobe, the image of Jordan. You know, I'm not ready to crown him yet. He got to at least make it to the conference finals, NBA finals. But he damn sure on his way. The man just dropped a 40 ball against, you know, the Denver Nuggets, the reigning champs, 43 to be specific. And the man looking scary. I'm not going to lie. I had Denver taking this series in either six or seven. But tonight left me, I don't know, I'm kind of doubting it, you know? You know, and like, it's just crazy how this game turned out. It was very back and forth. But the problem that, you know, I kind of considered all year is like Denver's depth. Like, yeah, they lost only Bruce Brown and Jeff Green, but they were key pieces on the road to a championship last year. Vets that's like been in the playoffs before, played in big games. And now, you know, they're relegated to Christian Brown, who was on that playoff run, Zeke Nnaji, who didn't really get much playing time last year. And then you saw tonight, if you did watch the game, that, you know, Mike Malone switched it up and went with, you know, rotation, including just Reggie Jackson and Justin Holiday for the most part coming off the bench. And you can see Denver struggling with their depth. And then on the other side, you know, the Timberwolves have a lot of depth. They got, you know, not just Anthony Edwards, you know, Cat, Gobert, you got Jaden McDaniels. You got Alexander Walker. You got the Sixth Man of the Year, Naz Reid, you know, who I like personally, the Man of Beast. You just got all these weapons at their disposal. And it's definitely going to be a good series. I'm not counting Denver out. You know, I'm not saying the Timberwolves are for sure going to win. You know, I believe the Nuggets are going to bounce back like they always do. One thing about Mike Malone, he get turnt when he get drunk. And that man also know how to motivate his team. Trust me, as a Heat fan, I know. Man, he never let the Nuggets get too down or too up. He kept them balanced. And so I feel like they're going to be able to turn it around. I'm also curious to see all the other matchups across the landscape of the NBA right now in the playoffs. You have the Dallas Mavericks meeting the Oklahoma City Thunder in the second round. I feel like that's going to be a great series. You know, Luka and Kyrie versus SGA and Chet, SGA, J-Dub and Chet. I feel like that could potentially go 6 or 7. Earlier this year, I predicted around the trade deadline when the Mavs got Gafford and PJ Washington that, you know, I thought they was going to the Western Conference Finals. It was going to be them and Denver. And I still think that, you know, I love both teams, OKC and Dallas. You know, SGA is that boy, potential MVP, but I see Dallas taking it right now. You know, and then in the East, you know, I'm liking this showdown with the Knicks and the Pacers, who are soon to meet. I think on Monday, you know, we're really going to find out who is the better guard, whether it's Halliburton or Brunson. You know, I feel like that's going to go 6 games, maybe 7. And then also, you know, those damn Celtics, you know, I'm no hater. They good. It's going to be tough without Porzingis. You know, you're going to have to rely on, like, Luke Kornet and Al Horford to get you through. But I feel like they could beat the Magic or the Cavaliers, whoever come out of that series. I'm low-key rooting for the Magic, you know, trying to bring Spider to the Heat. So, you know, Orlando Magic, Orlando Magic, Orlando Magic. Oh. Yeah, you know, we riding with them boys, the Franz and Mo, you know, Paolo, Suggs, Folks, Cole Anthony, you know, them boys going to get it done. You know, that game is taking off tomorrow, 1 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. I think them boys going to get it done. And, you know, Spider-Man, you just dropped the 50-piece in game 6. Got no help, bro. You need help. Miami and Jimmy Butler need help. I'm just saying, Pat Riley, man, make it happen. If y'all need me to go to the airport and drop somebody off and pick Spider up, I will do that, bro. Just let me know. Like, if Spider come into the Heat, you know, I know people might say I'm delusional, but anything can happen. Like I said, Josh Richardson for Jimmy Butler. That's all I'm saying. Don't give me no Dame. Don't give me that Dame talk either. Dame was definitely different. Man's only put one team on his list, and I already knew that wasn't going to go good. Plus, he had more years on his contract. Donovan Mitchell only got 1 year left on his contract, so I feel like it could turn out different because he can kind of determine where he want to go a little bit more. Stepping away from the NBA a little bit, you know, I don't know if anybody is excited as I am, but WNBA, soon to take off. They're in preseason right now. You know, the number one overall pick from Iowa, Caitlin Clark, you know, just dropped 16 in her debut game in the preseason. You know, everybody is saying that, you know, including people in the W, that it's going to be a struggle for her. It ain't going to be easy. You know, I'm not one of those people. I think she's going to do pretty good, you know, going to be rookie of the year, and she's going to have a good career, you know. I think, you know, seeing what she did at Iowa with Hannah Stokey, I feel like, you know, now that she's with Aaliyah Boston, it's going to be even better, the pick and roll. I'm also excited to see the new Twin Towers down there up there in Chicago. Cardozo and Angel Reese. That's going to be quite the tandem. And so I'm excited for that to kick off in the next week or so. We definitely going to be talking hoops on this pod. So if you into that, definitely tune in the future. What else we got here? You know, another thing I'm also interested in, wrestling, man. I'm a big wrestling fan since I was a little kid. Anybody that know me will tell you, that boy Ron, he swore he was going to be a WWE wrestler when he was growing up, but I wanted to be the next Jeff Hardy. I'm talking about, you know, climbing on the couch like it's a ladder, diving off, going crazy, you know. So definitely going to be tuned in. Actually, you know, if you tuned in like me, you know, they had Backlash in France today. One hell of a pay-per-view, man. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, you got to go check that out. The crowd was crazy. The matches was crazy. Like, everything was crazy. Like, just to do a little review here, you know, the first match started on 10. You had Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga represent for the Bloodline going against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. You thought it was going to be a traditional tag match. You was wrong. It started off with chaos. You know, GM Nick Aldis, SmackDown GM, came down, made it a street fight, and then just took off from there. I'm talking about in the crowd, all over the arena, you know, on the announce table, on the floor. It was crazy. That definitely was the match of the night for me personally. So I definitely say check that out. The match ended with Kevin Owens doing a suplex off the top to Tama Tonga on 4 steel chairs. And as soon as he went for the cover, Tama Tonga's brother, if you follow New Japan, Tongaloa, he came out, made his WWE debut, and interfered and helped the Bloodline win. So that's definitely something to look out for. Boy, I swear, that family tree never ending. You know, you got the ones that's in WWE now with the Usos, Roman, Rock, Solo, Nia Jax, Tamina, and now Tama Tonga, Tongaloa, and just everybody. You still got Jacob, you still got Zilla, you still got Hikuleo. So, like, you know, this story probably gonna go on for generations until they kids have kids. With the way this family tree going, they just, I don't know, them Samoans get busy. But, and moving on to the next match, we had the tag team championships, women's tag team championships, the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane versus the newly formed tag team of Bianca and Jade Cargill. This was definitely a good match. You know, had some ups and downs through and through, but definitely a good match. I'm excited to see the new champs, Bianca and Jade. I'm excited to see what they do with their reign, how this story is going to play out. I definitely think Bianca is turning soon. So it's just something to be on the lookout for. Then there was the WWE Women's Championship match with Bayley, Naomi, and Tiffany Stratton. And this match is a perfect example of why WrestleMania should have been in London this year and not Las Vegas. Because no offense to Naomi, I actually love Naomi personally, but she ain't getting no pop like that in the States. Like, the French crowd was amazing all night. They was turned for Naomi and everybody else, and it was a good match. Bayley retained her title in a triple threat match, pinning Naomi in a roll-up pin. Then you had the World Heavyweight Championship match, main event Jey Uso, versus that boy, your World Heavyweight Champion, Damian Priest. This was also a good match. I definitely wanted Jey to go over. But unfortunately, he couldn't get it done. You know, every time this man have a championship match, it's just interference after interference, you know, and Damian Priest, because of that interference, you know, walked out still your world heavyweight champion. And, you know, you can see them planting the seeds, you know, everything going on with him not needing the Judgment Day's help, you know, getting mad at Finn and JD. You see Dominic Mysterio out here flirting with Liv now, cheating on Rhea while she, you know, sitting at home. I ain't gonna lie. That boy Dom going crazy. Rhea and Liv? That boy crazy. Nothing but respect. Dom, nothing but respect, bro. Keep it going. Keep it going. Latino Heat Jr. for real. Latino Heat Jr. for real. But, and then we had, you know, our main event with your newly crowned as of WrestleMania 40, WWE Undisputed Champion Cody Rhodes taking on the phenomenal AJ Styles, one of my personal favorites. And this is definitely lived up to the hype. It was a great match. The crowd was into it the whole time. And, you know, it was back and forth, back and forth. And ultimately, Cody got it done. His first title defense in the books. And he came out still champion. Definitely recommend going back and watching that match if you haven't. And so, overall, good pay-per-view at Backlash. Like I said, the match of the night was, for me, was the Bloodline versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. And I'm curious to see, you know, what happens next with all of these storylines, with Jade and Bianca, with the Bloodline. Who's going to be the next challenger for Cody? There's so many. You know, what's going to happen with Damian Priest and the Judgment Day? So that's something to tune into. That's something we also going to stay locked in here on the Link Up. You know, if you're a wrestling fan, we definitely going to have, you know, shows about that too. So stay tuned in. Stay locked in with us. All right. Now, you know, it's time for, you know, the main event right here. You know, one thing I'm very passionate about is music. You know, I used to make music. I listen to music every day. Definitely, you know, helps me keep going in life. And so, you know, I definitely love music. And so with that, I'm going to introduce a segment on here called Song of the Day. And today is a special day. It's a three-way tie. You got Family Matters by Drake, which is a single he released today. Not soon after that, you got Meet the Grams by Kendrick Lamar. And then also you have Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. And that's your song of the day today. And to get into that, you know, this Kendrick and Drake beef has been crazy, bro. It's what the rap game needed. You know, I remember earlier this year, everybody was saying hip hop dying, you know, pop and country taking over. Not no more, bruh. Not no more. And before I start that, to give a little insight, you know, I'm definitely a light-skinned, you know, Drake and J. Cole, my favorites. They making us look weak right now. Kendrick got a nigga wanting to turn in to Meek Mill. Pause. You know, no Diddy. I might have to cut that out when I edit this. But the way Kendrick doing niggas right now make me want to say, get up. I'm talking about, bruh. As soon as my dog Drake drop a song, he dropped Family Matters. I'm like, yeah, this the one. Drake really talking that talk. Kendrick 30 minutes later, drop Meet the Grams. He talking that talk. Then later on in the day, drop Not Like Us. He's still talking that talk. And Drake was really pressing this man last week, saying why he ain't dropped yet. Bro, I think he regrets saying this. And J. Cole, to be one of my favorites, my nigga dropped the diss and then apologized. You know, it's not looking good for us right now, man. Like, don't get me wrong. I love Kendrick Lamar. The man made great music. He definitely, you know, one of the top artists of this generation. You know, some people put him as the best out right now for a reason. And definitely, you know, with them bars, it's definitely serious, man. I just feel like, you know, right now Kendrick is definitely up. Drake gonna have to do something. I know he says it's a 20-v-1 and everybody coming for his top right now, but it's tough out here right now. Drake, bro, you gotta represent for the light skins, bro. Like, Kendrick got your number right now. He pulling your car right now. Drake, you gotta do something, bro. Or you gotta quit, bro. It's not looking good right now. You gotta just throw in the towel. Like, I'm pretty sure the feds coming to Drake's house at this point. This nigga Kendrick saying he a pedophile. He basically calling him Diddy. Yeah, he definitely get raided soon. I mean, probably not in Canada. You know, I don't know what they do up there. No offense to them, but I just, you know, I don't know how that go up there. But, man, the stuff Kendrick saying, talking crazy. You know, saying Drake got a daughter out there somewhere. It's tough times out here, man. That's how I get, bro. Y'all mention the man kids, y'all mention the man family. It get tough out here, bro. But yeah, we definitely gonna be keeping up with that. You know, look forward to more songs of the day, and we just gonna be talking about you know, everything going on in music, you know, not just hip hop and other areas too. You know, I like all music. Not too big on country, but I'm getting into it. You know, Jelly Roll, Morgan Wallen, they definitely be snapping. And so we definitely gonna get into that. Like I said earlier, definitely want this to be a show for the people. You know, right now we in the beginning stages, but, you know, as we grow the fan base, definitely want to connect with you guys. Get your feedback, whether it be negative, positive. You know, I just want to hear what you guys like, what you don't like, what should stay in. And, you know, with that being said, you know, I put out a poll today on our Instagram asking, you know, we're going to be giving out free advice or answering any questions that you guys may have. Try to do that every pod. You know, I do have, you know, a degree in psychology, and my goal was to be a therapist. So I do like helping people. You know, I'm not just, you know, doing that just to do it. You know, I do really want to get to know you guys and everything like that. So, you know, with that being said, we put out a poll today, and we did get one question. I basically asked, like, if you need advice, you know, let us know. And got a comment on that saying, you know, a little insight into life and marriage. And so, I know, you know, obviously I was joking, you know, about being a white man for Iowa. You know, I know you can't tell the difference. You know, we look practically identical. But, I am married. I am a father, you know. My son about to be 2. So, like, as far as advice on, you know, life and marriage, to answer that first part, for me, life is what you make it. For me personally, I'm very religious, you know, so I feel like if you are a religious person, you definitely want to use that as balance, you know. So like me, I get up, you know, pray every day, read the word every day, and try to be a better version of myself. Like, I know I'm not perfect. I know I got a lot to work on, but that keeps me going. That keeps me balanced, you know, not getting too big headed, not getting too low on myself, come back and pray, keep that balance in my life. And so I feel like, you know, with that, using that as a basis and a foundation and a balance to your life, that's a big step. Even if you're not religious, just finding something that's like a balance for you in life, I feel like is very important. And I also feel like, you know, taking life one step at a time, one day at a time, like, you know, you have your goals, you have your aspirations. I feel like, you know, planning that stuff out and taking it one day at a time, you know, making sure you're working towards your goals each day, I feel like plays a big part in it. You know, nothing happens overnight unless you're just really, really blessed and lucky. You know, I heard a great quote from Unc Shannon Sharp. He says, the only time success comes before work is in the dictionary. And like, you know, that's facts. Like, you know, there is no success without work. So every day, you know, just applying yourself, even if it's just a little bit, you know, like this podcast, like, you know, we getting started, you know, but I got to put the work in, you know, to make it a success. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. I just got to keep grinding. And that's what I plan to do. And that's just how, you know, I feel like one should tackle life. Just, you know, striving to aim towards something, whatever it is, taking it day by day, you know, staying balanced, like I said. And, you know, there's going to be ups and downs, but it's, as long as you just keep with it, you know, everything will work itself out. As far as the second part of that question, for those who are looking towards marriage or who are married, I've only been married for almost a year. It hasn't even been a year yet. It'll be a year next month in June 17th. Shout out to Leah, you know, my wife. And one thing I can honestly say, it's tough, you know, not in a bad way, but it's not as easy as people might think. And it's not as bad as some people might think. Like, I feel like, you know, society does make it seem like, you know, it's this bad thing. But, you know, honestly, it's not. I feel like the main thing with marriage is the two C's, communication and consistency. I feel like as far as communication, it's important to, like, communicate always with your partner. If you want to be successful, yes, there's always going to be love there, especially if you get married, you know, have kids, there's always going to be love there. But, you know, it's important to, if you have expectations, not just project on your partner, but, you know, let your expectations be known and not go crazy, not set any high expectations. Like, I want you to, you know, be this, or like, you know, I want you, husband, to make $1 million in a year, or you, wife, you know, for your body to be snatched in 3 days. Like, that's just not realistic. You know, marriage takes a lot of patience. Communication is going to need a lot of reassurance. You know, I love you, you know, doing things for your partner, still going on dates. You know, there's like this rule, like the 2-2-2 rule, you know, every 2 weeks, go on a little mini date, you know, keep it fresh. Every 2 months, you know, take a little weekend off, go on a little trip, you know, take a little 3-day weekend. Every 2 years, go on like a long vacation, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep it fresh, keep it exciting. That's important. And then consistency, you know, making sure the love is always there. There's going to be hard times in the marriage for sure. I don't think any marriage has been perfect. But making sure that you consistently, you know, completing the role that, you know, you vowed to do, making sure you consistently, like, show your partner that there is love there, so no doubt can creep into their mind. You know, I feel like it's very important. And to the one that asked that question, you know, I hope I really answered that for you. If you need more insight, you know, the DM's always open, or you can ask another question. We definitely going to be answering questions like that on here. So, you know, get in with me. And then just to look ahead here, this isn't a one-time thing. Like I said, this is this is going to be it, you know. So lock in with me now. Tap in with us now. We're going to be coming to you weekly. And, you know, my goal is to, you know, have a, if you a Hoops fan, we're going to have shows about that. Me and my brother, you know, T Rich, you know, we're going to be talking about Hoops, you know, every week. You know, we're going to get that set up pretty soon. So if you a Hoops fan, you know, and not just Miami Heat, you know, we're going to talk, you know, all Hoops. So whoever your team is, you know, even if it's Boston, you feel me, like, we're going to talk about Boston. We also, me and my boy, Mr. All In, Mr. Alexander, we're going to be talking about wrestling with you every week. So if you a wrestling fan, you definitely going to have to lock in. We definitely going to be going over that a lot. Give you our takes, our reviews on wrestling, you know. And then Xander is actually an aspiring wrestler, so give you insight on what it takes to be a wrestler and behind the curtain stuff, you know, all of that for sure. And then also, you know, you guys gonna see a lot of my friends, you know, a lot of my, you know, people that be around me. I'm gonna bring them on here. We're gonna have good conversations just about life, pop culture, just everything going on, just catching up. Like I said in the beginning, you guys gonna be hearing stories, you know, crazy stories, you know, hopefully not too crazy, you know. But yeah, we definitely gonna get that going, and you know, it's definitely gonna be a vibe, gonna be a movie, Favi, bow. And you know, I'm looking forward to it, I'm excited, you know, hopefully, you know, I got you guys excited to keep tuning in. And, you know, this is the first episode, but we're going to keep growing. We're going to keep getting better. And then if you stick with me, I'm going to stick with you. And, you know, we locked in now for sure. So, you know, I just wish you all a good night. And we're going to be seeing y'all soon. All right.